Welcome back to If You Even Care. It has been a while, yet again. I just got over, still slightly getting over, but mostly over, being the sickest I've ever been in my entire adult life. This shit was crazy. I had a trip to Florida planned with my sister, and we were going to go to Disney, find hidden Mickeys, drink around Epcot. We were going to lay out on the beach. It was going to be 6 days of fun and relaxation, and I wanted it so bad. And a couple days before the trip, I started feeling myself get really sick, like getting a fever at night kind of sick. I'm not somebody who goes to the hospital. Like, my whole family is like that. It has to be something's fallen off or your heart's about to beat out of your chest. Like, it has to be pretty extreme for us to go to the hospital. Or I have to get a big cut because I don't handle blood well. And every time I get a big cut, I think this is the one. This is the one that's going to end me. This is going to be the one where I get amputated. It's just a fear that I have. I just have this feeling I'll get amputated. Anyway, started getting really sick, and I was taking medicine all day, like on a schedule, drinking a ton of water, taking emergency, eating oranges and kiwis. I mean, trying to do everything I could to keep this from happening. And I felt like I was starting to get better for a second. And then about 48 hours before the trip, I started getting worse, like full body chills, fever during the day, not just at night. It was really bad. And I still had this false hope that I was going to make it to this trip somehow. So I had my suitcase fully packed at everything. I said, let me make sure I'm not contagious. I was pretty sure I knew what it was from like being around people who had been sick a week or two prior. But I was like, let me just go make sure I'm not contagious. If I'm contagious, I'm not going to go. Went to the clinic, and first of all, okay, the first woman that comes in, the nurse that comes in, she comes in the room. She must have been having a bad day. I don't know what was going on, but she came in and she was not in the mood for my shit. So she's like, okay, what symptoms are you having? And I told her, I said, my head feels like it's going to explode. It feels like so much pressure. I keep getting a fever and nothing else. Like, I've got a little bit of post-nasal drip, whatever. And she goes, did you take medicine? And then I took a big shit in my diaper because I felt like a little fucking baby. Have you ever had an adult talk to you in a way that makes you feel like you're less of an adult because of how they spoke to you? She said, well, have you tried taking any medicine? And I said, yes. She said, what did you take? I said, I took DayQuil and NyQuil. She goes, DayQuil has like no medicine in it. That's nothing. I said, well, I didn't know because they sell it as medicine is the thing about it. They sell it as it's medicine and to make you feel better. And I felt like I was doing a little bit better when I took it compared to when I wasn't taking it. She goes, you have allergies? I said, no, I've never had allergies. She goes, well, you can get allergies at any point in your life. What did I do to you? Sit down. Come talk to me. Come sit on my paper chair. I'll scooch over. What's going on? Who hurt you? Because it wasn't me. I know I sound stupid. I know I sound a little bit stupid coming in here and being like, I'm here because I don't feel good. Okay, you're supposed to help me. But she was mad at me. She was like, you can get allergies at any point. Yes, but I just have this feeling that that's not what's going on. She starts talking about the pollen count. People always talk to me about pollen count. They talk to me about pollen count. They talk to me about highways. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Don't ever speak in highways to me. What are you talking about? Why would I know what's off the I-95? I don't. What are you? What? It's a highway. It goes on forever. Don't speak to me about highways. Give me a street. Don't speak to me in highways and don't talk to me about fucking pollen count. I'm not comprehending because I've never had allergies. Knock on wood. Where's wood? There's probably wood underneath there. don't talk to me about pollen count. But I'm like, that, I just have this feeling that's not what's happening. And then she goes, okay. She keeps lecturing me about medicines that I should have taken. Too late. Now I'm here. So the other woman comes in and she was like, just, she did a strep test because I was starting to become convinced that I had strep throat. Wasn't strep. It actually ended up being an ear infection. That was so weird. I did not see that coming at all. There was a lot of pressure in my head, but it just seemed so random. Like if I had gone in, I would have had no idea. Like I had no ear pain or anything. Nothing that makes me think ear infection. But I guess I had an ear infection behind my eardrum, and she put me on like 3 medications and then these nasal drop or nasal spray. And I asked her, am I contagious in any way? She said, no, everything else checked out. It was shocking because I really felt like I had strep or tonsillitis or something. I still feel like I had tonsillitis. It got to the point maybe 48 hours after that, after when I went in, where my throat started to close up and I couldn't drink or eat anything because I was in so much pain. And thankfully, my mom had like leftover the numbing stuff that you are supposed to like spit. You're supposed to gargle it and then spit it or swallow some of it. And that shit kicked off my gag reflex like a motherfucker. It's so thick. It's like Elmer's glue. So as soon as I started trying to swallow it, my body immediately started to reject it. And I like threw up a little bit. Gross. So I'm like, okay, I'm not contagious. I wanted to make this happen so bad because the year before I was supposed to go on this same trip with my sister and I couldn't go with her then. And I wanted to make it happen so bad. We've never had like a sister trip. There's always people with us. And there were going to be people meeting us there in Florida who we were going to be staying with. But it's never been like out of everybody that we usually hang out with. It's never been just me and my sister. And I really wanted to make it happen. I had my suitcase packed. I'm like, I'm not contagious. I looked up how to get through a flight with an ear infection. I was like, this is probably going to backfire on me. I'm probably going to regret making this decision, but I want to make it happen so bad. So I had my suitcase packed, nails done, toes done, extensions packed away, outfits picked out, all cute. And then that night I'm like, okay, at this point I'm able to get 6 hours of sleep. I'm going to try to get all 6 hours. I was so sleep deprived because for the past couple of days, I was getting 2 hours, maybe 3 max every single night because I just could not sleep. You know what kept happening to me? I don't know if anyone else has this happen. I'm sure other people have it happen. There's no way this is like a me thing. But you ever try to go to sleep at night and your brain just will not stop playing either a song or even a TikTok sound? You know what was plaguing me the night before my trip, the night before that, the night before that? That fucking song, The Different Strokes by Cher and Future. Oh my God, it was playing on a fucking loop. And there was nothing I could do to get it to stop. I tried reading. I am real deep into Throne of Glass, by the way, but we'll get to that. I tried reading. I tried listening to music, thinking that that would drown it out, very low with over the ear because I'm terrified of, you know, fucking with my ears now. Nothing would do it. Tried watching TV. Nothing would do it. I could not sleep. And then I ended up knocking out for maybe an hour, woke up. And I had a fucking fever, full body ache, full body chill, fever. I was like, I can't go. I had like a panic attack. I was like, I can't go because we were going to be staying with one of my sister's good friends. And we were going to be staying on an air mattress for the week, but in a nice air conditioned apartment. But still, it was going to be 95 degrees in Florida. We were going to be staying on the air mattress. And I was like, thinking about if I felt the way that I felt at that time while sleeping on an air mattress in hot ass Florida weather. And I was like, I can't do it. And I had to cancel at like the last minute, literally like 2 hours before the flight. It sucked. But thankfully, my sister was going with people who were going to meet her there, and they were going to, like, they hung out the entire time. So it's not like she was going to be alone. That would have fucked me up twice as much. But I had to pull out. That shit sucked so bad. And then I took the entire full week that I had off of work to sleep. I camped out in my living room and I watched Desperate Housewives and a little bit of Love Island season 5, because season 5 is the good season, not season 6. I misspoke before, and now I can't think about how many people I have put on to season 6 by accident, which is not good. But yeah, fucking blew. Before that, before I got too sick to even fucking podcast, I don't know how I thought I was going to Florida, I went to the mall and they have a stand here. We don't have a Pop Mart store out here. We're not going to get one. We've got Miniso, which is a store that also sells blind boxes. And honestly, if there's one by you, I recommend it. I recommend checking out the other blind boxes that aren't just like, you know, the Labubus, because they become so popular. It's one of those things where you got to log onto the website at a certain time to get the Labubus, or you got to fucking buy them off somebody. It's just become, it gets to a point where it's like not fun anymore. You know what I mean? It's fun when it's accessible for people. Even if it's like not the easiest thing to get, it's got to be accessible. And now it's damn near completely inaccessible, unless you're buying them off someone or something. But I was told that there was a stand in the mall that sold Labubus and Sunny Angels and Crybabies. And I was like, well, we've got to go. I was not familiar with Lafufus. I was not aware that Lafufus were a thing. I didn't know that they were selling fake Labubus at the time. But I went to the stand. Turns out there's two in my mall. One of them's right outside of Miniso, which is very smart. And then one is on the other end, like from there, other end of the mall. And there's this girl running the stand, and I asked her, because I'm looking at the box and there's something off about it. Like, I'd seen the boxes before. I was like, okay, this one looks a little weird, but I wanted a Labubu so bad. I just wanted my Labubu. And it's called Labubu. You can't have a cute little guy, cute little like monster guy with a cute little name like Labubu, and then I'm not going to want it. I want to say Labubu. I want to say Labubu. Let me say it. Let me have one. But I saw the girl. She has her own Labubus hanging up, like around her little thing. It's like one of the mall kiosks that you walk by and they harass you and they yell at you and they go, let me straighten your hair. Side note, one of them burned some of my hair off once at one of those stands, one of the kiosks, when I was really young. I was like 14. And this girl got us to stop, me and my friend Nikki. And she used a hair straightener on my hair. My unprocessed hair, my raw, natural hair. I don't know how she did it, but she straightened my hair, and she was older and she had an accent. She was beautiful. So I was like, do what you please. Who am I to stand in the way of a beautiful woman with a hot tool in her hand? So she took the straightener to my hair. So she burned me. She straightened my hair and she burned some of it off. And she was like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. She had a very thick accent. So I said, oh, well, then it's okay. It's okay. And nothing happened. And she didn't give me a free straightener. Nothing came out of it. Me and my friend Nikki walked away with less hair. So, but this girl at this kiosk with the Labubus and the Sunny Angels, she had a couple Labubus of her own hanging up and she had clothes on them. And I went up to her and I was like, because I'm looking at the box, something weird about it. And I was like, hey, do you know, are the Labubus real? And she was like, Yeah. And she's showing me that she has her own. And she goes, yeah, they're real. And I love them. And she's telling me how she named all of her Labubus and she got them clothes. She has clothes for sale too, but she also made her own clothes for her Labubus. Like, these are her personal Labubus. She goes, every time I get paid, I end up just buying more. Like, I'm obsessed with them. I have so many at home. And I go, even if they're fake, I have to buy it now. Because I don't want to be like, ah, well, I don't think they're real. And then, like, shit on her Labubus or her little Labubus. I couldn't do it. So I bought two. And girl, these are LaFoufou as fuck. I'm going to show you. So if you're watching on Spotify or YouTube, you can see them. But here's one of them. She's got her eyes closed. This one's my favorite because I love the color. She's like cream colored. And she's so cute, but her arms are stuck out of her sides. And these are the ones that are supposed to be sitting. So I think her arms are supposed to be straight, but they're not. And also the little thing in her foot, the little space where there's like a little monster symbol for, you know, the Monsters collection. It fell out. But her tag says the Monsters, and she's got a Pop Mart sticker. And for a LaFoufou, they tried. They really did. Now, this girl, she's a little more fucked up. So she got a bad paint job. She's brown, so I think that she would have been the secret. But yeah, her paint is all wrong. She's got fucked up paint around the eyes. Her eyes look completely different than I think they're supposed to. But she's got little freckles. Okay, how could I hate a LaFoufou? How could you hate a LaFoufou? It's not their fault. They didn't ask to be made. And they certainly did not ask to be painted wrong. I mean, that's just not their fault. But their ears are very different. I don't know. But then I'm like, and what happens if I put a LaFoufou on my bag? Who's going to do something about it? What psychopath would come up to somebody and point out a LaFoufou? That's crazy. That's absolutely insane that you'd come up to me and you go, you know you have a LaFoufou, right? Nobody would do that. Because that's just evil. And I won't get rid of them. I'm keeping them. They're going on the like my little shelf with all my toys. I don't know that I'll put them on a bag because one of them already lost the little foot thing. But I love my LaFoufou. And maybe I never get a Labubu. Maybe I'll never have a Labubu in this lifetime. It's okay that I've known a LaFoufou, all right? So lay off my girls. Tired of it. Leave them alone. Also, it's not really summertime yet over here on the East Coast. We're creeping up. We're getting up there in the 70s. The entire week that I was supposed to be in Florida in the sunshine and 95 degree weather, guess what? Rained. All week, which is, I guess, for the best, because if it had been really nice out here and I was sick and, you know, stuck on the couch, that would have sucked too. But so I was like, at least I'm not missing out on nice weather while I'm here. But creeping up there, creeping up past the 70s into actual summer weather, which means we are coming up on the time of year where people give me dirty looks for wearing tank tops. You know big naturals when you see them, okay? When you see big you see them, you feel them, you sense them from a mile away, you know they're big naturals. And you know, because they're big naturals, I didn't ask for this. I would never ask for this. I would never. If I was involved in the, you know, cast, you know, the whole creation of me, the genetic process, whatever was going on, when I'm being pieced together, I wouldn't have said, hey, give her the biggest fucking tits and a very weak back. I would never ask for that. But that is the case. So I'm going to wear tank tops. And if you also have big naturals, you're also going to wear tank tops. And we're all going to fucking wear tank tops. And I hate my arms. I love your arms. Why would you deny me of your arms? Because I love them. It's fucking stupid. All the years that I spent obsessing over parts of my body that were just wasted time, time that I could have spent in some shorts, all throughout school, middle school and high school, because in elementary school, I don't think I cared at all. But when I became a little more self-aware, self-conscious, I went all throughout school without wearing shorts. And the reason why is because I have little scars on my knees, not big scars, not even really that discolored, just scars from falling and ones from like getting bit by a dog when I was a kid. But because of those scars, I never wore shorts. How fucking dumb is that? That's so stupid. There's scars on knees where everybody has scars because everybody has fallen and hit their knees. Some more or less than others, but most people have a scar on their knee. At least one. And that prevented me from wearing shorts, wearing a skirt. I just told everybody that that wasn't my thing. No, I love wearing skinny jeans in the summer. I actually prefer it. I'm not really a skirt girl. Not really my thing. Just told everybody that I was not into skirts, not into dresses. Now, I'm always in a skirt and I'm always in a dress. I'm always in some shorts. It's just stupid the way that we like pick ourselves apart and prevent ourselves from being comfortable. If anything, just comfortable. Imagine this. Imagine you go out in a tank top and somebody does look at your arms kind of crazy. The worst case scenario happens. You wear out your arms and you hate your arms. And someone points at you or makes a comment about it. They're a cartoon villain. That person is evil. Why do we care about the opinion of evil? Like, they would have to literally be like Mojo Jojo, like fucking cartoon evil to behave that way. And there are people like that in the world. But who fucking cares because they're evil? You know what I like to do? If someone's so unnecessarily mean to me, I just tell myself that they watch incest porn. And now I don't really care anymore. I don't care. You watch your stepsister get stuck in a washer. I don't care what you think. And it does not matter what their gender may be. It does not matter. I just tell myself, hey, you want to fuck your stepbrother. I don't care if you don't like my arms because you want to fuck your mom. Yeah, just a little trick I do. And it actually helps a lot. But I just can't. I don't want my baddies covered up. I don't want my baddies covered up. I hate it. I hate what they do to us. I hate that we fall victim to it. I hate that we do it to ourselves. Wear your fucking arms out. Just live your life. Who cares? This is it. You know, I think about it every time I think to cover myself up, every time I feel bad about wearing a tank top, every time I feel extra bloated in a fucking dress. I go, this is it. This is all we get, probably. Well, I might get two of these. Just, I might regenerate. But for the average person, one shot. You get one shot at this life, one shot at how you live it, and you really want to spend it in a fucking turtleneck. If that's your prerogative. But is it? Have you just convinced yourself that you like that? I'm not dressing like I've been the Crown because I have big naturals. I can't do it. I cannot live my life like that. You know what does drive me a little bit crazy? Sometimes I get treated, and I'm not exaggerating. Sorry, I sound a little bit nasally right now. Sometimes I get treated like a circus animal because I have big tits. There was one Halloween where I wore a really revealing, it was like a nurse costume. It was some last minute shit. I just couldn't find anything to wear. I get out of the Uber with my friends and we're walking up to the front of the club. And there's a bunch of women in like leggings and t-shirts and like not dressed up for Halloween. They're just chain smoking outside the club. You could tell that they had no intention of going in. at all. I don't know where they came from. Oh, they said they were from Baltimore. I don't know. But they were just chain smoking outside the club. One of them grabs me and immediately makes a big deal out of my boobs and then asks to take a photo with me. And she did. And I let her, because I didn't understand what was happening for a good 30, 40 seconds when she's like, Ma, get a picture of us. And like, she's like getting her mother to take a photo on her Android of me and her standing together. And then at the end, when the photo's taken, I'm so confused. I'm like, maybe she really likes my costume. She goes, I want to motorboat you so bad. What if I fucking stink? You know what I mean? Like, people come up and they touch me sometimes, especially if I'm wearing something super revealing. It just sucks so bad. Like, they think they have the right to come up and touch me. And I'll say this, a lot of the time it's people who are super drunk. So I think they're just not in their right state. But sometimes it's happened with people who seem to be completely sober, and they come up and they just grab me. No conversation, no asking. Like, there's girls who have asked, and sometimes I'm drunk enough that I'll say yes. But what if I fucking stink? You don't know. What if you were to, what if I said, oh yeah, go ahead and motorboat me, and I'm covered in fucking syrup. I've got honey between my tits. Like, you don't know me. You don't know me, and you want to touch my skin and my body and my sweat. You don't know where I came from. You don't know what I do. You don't know if I've got snacks down there. Like, you don't fucking know what's going on. So there are some girls that will come up to me in the club, grope me, or they'll go, oh my God, girl, give me some of those. Okay. Take it. You can have some. Oh, but if you wake up in an ice bath the next morning with new airbags installed, I'm the bad guy, right? Nobody's ever serious. Everybody says, give me some, give me some, give me a little bit. Okay, let's make some magic happen. Take it. And I don't want to hear anything about foreign tissue and whatever. I don't speak General Hospital. If you want some, come fucking take it. My back aches. If you know a guy, even if you know a guy that knows a guy and he can make something happen, let's go. Nobody's serious. Nobody actually means it. I've seen people do it with other people's asses. If they've got a shelf and they just come up and grab them, what if that person just pooped themselves? What if you do that? You go up, you spank some woman just because she's standing there and has a fat ass, or she's like, you know, dancing or twerking a little bit. You go up and you slap her on the ass without asking, and you get a handful of dookie doo, and it could happen. And that would be your karma. Just don't fucking touch people. There's a way that you can tell if somebody's okay with you touching them. You know what I mean? Like, they'll say it, or there'll be some kind of exchange. Like, some people just don't care to even try to read your body language, because I've been groped in ways where I'm like, I know I was not giving off anything. I'm just standing here eating the fruit out of my drink. I know I was not giving off any signals that I wanted you to come over and fucking make me name 10 cereals. That's crazy. It's an invitation somehow. Just to have some kind of, like, a little extra something somewhere. For anybody that reads a little bit of fantasy, romantasy, whatever it is, I have been reading Throne of Glass. And so I think I've said this on here before. Crazy that I'm repeating myself after only 7 episodes. But I got back into reading a while ago. Like, I don't even know when. 2 years ago now? Because I read A Court of Thorns and Roses. I wanted to see what all the hype was about. And it sucked me in. I see the problems with the book, but it's just fun for me. It was a fun time. The fan theories are still really fun for me, but I recognize that there's a lot of stuff that could have been better about it. whatever, it's a fun time. But it sent me into a spiral afterwards because it was so fun to read that I just didn't know what to do with myself after it ended. And nothing that I was reading was filling the void the way that I wanted it to. I wish that the first thing I had done is started reading Throne of Glass. And if you are in a similar boat, if you are kind of just in a book slump and you want something that has the fantasy, has some of the romance, Throne of Glass, because it gets better, in my opinion, with every book. The first two books, not including, there's like one that's a bunch of stories called Assassin's Blade. Is that it? Yeah. Yeah. Assassin's Blade. That one is like a prequel. You want to wait to read that until you've read like the two books after that. So it's a little bit, you go in like a little bit of a weird order with the reading. But the first two books, I was like, yeah, it's cool. I like it. You know, not really sure where it's going. I had no idea what was going to happen. But now I'm in it. I'm doing the tandem read. So there's two books where things are happening at the exact same time and you read them at the same time and you're supposed to, oh my God, I was dreading doing this. You're supposed to go from one chapter of one book to the other chapter of the other book. And I was like, that just seems like such a pain in the ass. It's like a certain reading order to make it make the most sense and hit the hardest. But I found a PDF where somebody did the work of combining the two books and the chapters in the order that you want to read them in. And it changed everything. So I am burning through that shit. That's what I've been reading the whole time that I've been sick. But these books, they get so good. And I'm so glad that I stuck with it. I knew I was going to because I just wanted to finish the series. Just I hate having to DNF shit. It just wasn't sinking its claws into me the way that I wanted it to. It just felt, I don't know, like it wasn't heavy enough. There wasn't enough happening. But now, love it. Love it. I'm invested in everybody. It blows A Court of Thorns and Roses out of the fucking water. I mean, of course, but if you were in that same kind of boat, I mean, the romance is really, really a subplot. Not like A Court of Thorns and Roses, where it's like driving the plot. It's there for sure. And you get multiple different, you know, characters and, you know, romances, but it's really driven by the plot. It's driven by like character development. Oh my God. It's so fucking good. It's so good. And after this, I'm going full Bransan. Oh, Brandon Sanderson. After A Court of Thorns and Roses, people started getting into his books because it opened a lot of people up to fantasy, myself included. I was never a fantasy girl, which is so shocking to me now because I missed out on so much. I've never seen Lord of the Rings, never seen Star Wars, never seen Dune. There's so many things that this opened me up to. For whatever reason, it just was the perfect dose of fantasy for me to be like, oh shit, why have I never given this a chance? Growing up, I wasn't really like a Harry Potter girl or anything like that. I read all the books. I saw all the movies. It just didn't stick with me for whatever reason. Just wasn't my thing. So I don't know how this ended up happening, but I'm very thankful. So this is what I've been doing while I've been sick. I've been reading the books, doing the tandem read. I watched the Slushy Noobs Schedule 1 videos like 3 times over. I don't know why those are the most enjoyable ones. Those are my new comfort videos. Rewatching Love Island. I've just been doing whatever I can to keep myself off the fact that I was supposed to be in Florida. I was supposed to be in Florida. I've never seen a palm tree. Everything that I ever drew when I was a kid had palm trees in it. I was obsessed and still kind of am with palm trees. I just think that if I looked out my window every day and I saw a palm tree, things would be different. I think I would just wake up and appreciate things a little bit more. You know, if you just could look outside and see a palm tree. I don't fucking care where you are. You've got a palm tree in your backyard? Why be sad? Why be sad when you've got a palm tree. That's just the happiest tree there is, in my opinion. It doesn't get happier than a palm tree. But I drew palm trees on everything, and I was so convinced I was going to grow up and move to California because I wanted to be around palm trees, and I was so close to seeing palm trees. Fuck. Next year, or in a couple months, because I'm planning on going to Florida again. I've always wanted to go to California and live out my childhood dream, but maybe not living there, but going. And the way that podcasters specifically have talked about LA has scared me off of going so bad. Every podcast that I listen to where they talk about living in LA, it's like they love it, but they hate it so much, but they won't move, you know? They're like, LA, one thing about LA, it's gonna chew you up. And also, another and a second thing about LA, she's not a spitter. I'm like, okay, why don't you move? A lot of these people have the money to live wherever they want, but they continue to live in LA. And they're like, the people out here, they're all fake. Keep the grass cut low. Why do you hang out with them then? Why do you hang out with these people? Because some part of you does like living there, and some part of you does like these people, because you go to parties with them and you throw parties for them and you go to events with them, and I'm sure not all of it is for work. I'm like, what's going on in LA? I saw the way that people rallied around each other when the fires happened, and that was really impressive. That was really cool to see. And it was also a reminder that LA is not just the people that podcast about it. But it still scares me. Cause what's going on over there? What's so wrong with the people? Are they actually like the influencers in really badly written sitcoms where they like ask you how many followers you have and stuff like that? Like, that doesn't seem real to me. No part of that seems like a real way that people are capable of being. I don't know. So I feel like I have to go and I have to find out for myself. What goes on? Why don't people leave? Why do they love it? Why do they hate it? Anyway, we're about to get new Love Island. I am very excited, and I will be tuned in to USA and UK as I am every year. There's a lot of new people watching Love Island USA, and I see all the comments where people are like trying to warn other people, hey, don't go into this season comparing people to last season, because last season was phenomenal, but it was the exception and not the rule. There's been really bad seasons of Love Island USA specifically, especially that weird one where they were on the top of a building. Was it in Vegas? Oh, I hated that villa so much. But Love Island UK is literally just fucking Celebrity Big Brother now. I'm not expecting anything. They need to give those people a ping pong table. You ever watch Love Island UK and you start getting sad because everybody just looks lethargic and lonely and they're just laying out in the sun, just burning up because they've got nothing to do. They don't give them a beach ball. Give them a ping pong table. You saw what you got from Love Island USA. Let's take some notes. Let's pass them back and forth. Exchange ideas with the USA team. Give them a fucking ping pong table. They need stuff to do. I get it. You want them to laze around and talk to each other, and then at night they go do their hair and their makeup, and then they talk to each other again. Give them a little something to do with each other outside of the challenges, because I feel like I'm watching a polar bear living in an environment it's not supposed to be in. I'm getting fucking sad. It's weird. And the UK is so gray and dreary. It just must be shell shock to be out in the sun with nothing to do all fucking day long. Not knowing what time it is, not knowing what day of the week it is. Being fed when they feed you or when someone brings you breakfast. I just can't do it. Please give them a fucking ball. Can we, like the Hunger Games, can we sponsor people and send in like fidget toys or something? Can I send in some slime via drone? Because they need something to do with their hands. They're fucking bored. So we'll see. But I'm tuned in. And I'm always down to talk about it. So if you guys are watching, let me know. Let me know come June what's going on, what everybody's feeling. We will discuss it here on this platform. Yeah, that's it. Goodbye.